Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Smokey Joe's Cafe, a musical review featuring primarily the songs of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, has the distinction of being the longest-running review on Broadway. Better than that, though, it has just a ton of incredibly fun and iconic songs. Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York, presents Smokey Joe's Cafe Tuesday, July 15th to Sunday, August 10th, and I am fortunate to be joined at the Linda today by that production's musical director, Bennett Brown, and cast members Christopher Brassfield, Justin Scott Brown, Laura DeAndre, Lulu Fall, Giselle Menez, Janie Jones, Benjamin Mapp, Corey West, and Jason Vesey. Thank you all for being here. You're not really on mic right now, but thank you. They're here, they're smiling. And I'm going to ask the musical director, who is also sitting at the piano, Bennett Brown, to tell us what is sort of special about this review and how you came to the project.
It's an interesting collection of songs. Like, not all these songs are, you know, the songs I grew up listening to. Like, my dad showed me a lot of this stuff growing up, but there's a lot of new stuff that I learned learning this show. It's also constructed in the show in a very interesting way, like the way they pair songs against each other. Like, there's one song about Little Egypt, the stripper, and right after that there's a song called Woman, which is about, you know, strong woman. So it's interesting how they put the show together, and also how Richard Hines, the choreographer, has choreographed the whole thing. He's really constructed an interesting story to go along with it. I mean, it's easy probably for a review to just kind of fall by the wayside, to just be a bunch of songs, but the way Ricky's choreographed the show, it's really put a good story into it, and we like it. We're pretty proud of it. Yeah.
And we have a number of talented people on stage waiting to perform, and I'm waiting to hear it. So let's get to the first song. What is the first song we're going to hear?
This is Love Potion Number 9.
Took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad down at 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of Love Potion Number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is Love Potion Number 9. Well, she bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine, it looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of Love Potion Number 9. Love Potion Number 9. Love Potion Number 9.
Smokey Joe's Cafe is running at Capitol Rep in Albany, New York. You guys can stay up there, so I'll ask you a question in a sec. Running at Capitol Rep, July 15th through August 10th. More information at capitolrep.org. Any one of you can sort of take this, whoever wants to answer, or the number of you. Are there any special challenges in doing a review versus a musical that has a story where you have a definite character that you play throughout?
Well, you know, I think there's, in a review, there's so many different versions of the songs. And so all of these Lieber and Stoller songs, you know, so many people have covered it. So I think, you know, it's definitely a challenge because there's so many different ways to interpret the song. So it's been really interesting and challenging to kind of bring a new approach to a certain song.
And are you, when you were cast in this production, do you know right when you started rehearsals which songs were going to be yours? Like, you just soloed on this one, did you know?
Yep.
That, or did you
mm-hmm.
all you
yep.
didn't have to like keep yeah. trying them out?
Yep, we knew.
Okay, so
definitely.
how did that work? How are they assigned to you ahead of starting rehearsals?
Well, in the original show that was on Broadway, they had, you know, certain tracks, and so everyone had a certain song or certain songs, and so that's how the songs were divvied up. And so they kept that same structure, and we're all singing what the original people sang on the Broadway stage.
Got it. Like Godspell.
Yeah.
And how did each of you come to the production, and have you ever been at Cap Rep before?
I've never been at Cap Rep before. I knew the director beforehand, and it's a show I've always wanted to work on, and so luckily I was cast in this production. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, I think it's the same for all of us except for Janie. She's the veteran. Janie's the veteran. We're all newbies.
Well, welcome to the region. We are going to hear a song performed by the women now.
I can wash off 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging on the line. I can starch and iron 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can, throw it on a skillet, go out, do my shopping, and be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again.
I can rub and scrub this old house till it's shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out, and swing to 4 a.m. And then lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I say it again.
If you're feeling sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you're feeling hexed up, you know I'm gonna break the spell. You know, if you come to me hungry, I'm gonna fill you full of grit. If it's loving you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering fit. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again.
Bill from here to kingdom come. Play the numbers, pay my bills, and still end up with some. I got a $20 gold piece, says there's nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a fee bag and make a man out of you. 'Cause I am a woman,
quit. That's it. That's the end. Smokey Joe's Cafe will be at Capitol Rep July 15th through August 10th. Capitol Rep located, of course, in Albany, New York. Janie, I got to tell you, I sang your verse in that song probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I was terrible compared to you. So thank you for further illuminating my deficits.
I know you were fantastic.
No, I wasn't, but thank you. You keep coming back to Cap Rep. What do you like about working there?
Absolutely love it. Maggie Cahill, the artistic director, she's a wonderful person to work for. She's a great director. She directed me in Crowns, and the audiences are very warm and friendly and inviting, and you know that they give back to you. When you give, they give back to you, and that makes it a wonderful experience.
So how are each of you finding your songs and roles in this show?
Well, I really, really enjoy working on this music. One challenge for me, believe it or not, was the character that I portray. She's very sexy and very sassy. So I kind of have to like step outside of my comfort zone ever so slightly and just really own that sexiness and that sassiness and really like go balls to the wall with it.
You know, really bring it, sure.
Yeah, so working with Ricky and Andrew, like you can't be big enough. You have to go big or go home. You know, so that's been my biggest challenge, but it's a good challenge because it's awesome. I'm excited.
Find that and harness it for other situations where you might need it. Mm-hmm. Laura, you were going to say something too?
No, I was just going to say that it's been a fun challenge to kind of find the through line, because even though it is a review, all of our characters have little stories that the audience can follow, and I think that's been kind of a challenge following the story, but really fun for all of us. I don't know about you, Giselle.
She's nodding. She's nodding and smiling. Yeah, say something. Of course.
Yeah, I agree with everyone. I think this show is going to be really enjoyable and really entertaining. You're going to miss out on a really fun time.
Coming from a super unbiased source.
In all seriousness, I mean, the music's all relatable. It's fun. You know, you're going to want to get up out of your seat and start moving around. I'm sure you'll be able to. Yeah, I'm just really excited to be doing this show as well.
So. Great. The next song is Charlie Brown.
V-V-5-5-4-4-1. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o?
Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Smokey Joe's Cafe, running at Capitol Rep July 15th through August 10th. CapitolRep.org for showtime and ticket information. I want to ask you guys to sell this a little bit more, even though the songs are definitely doing it. But there is so much, such a huge, hugely high saturation of theater and musical theater in the region, in the country, maybe the world, during the summer. What makes this one stand out? Why should people spend time on your show?
Well, well, it's a memory piece, basically. So it's not just music and musical theater. It's the music of a whole entire generation that has come and been passed down. So people are going to walk in, and in my experience as someone who's done the show before, people are going to walk in and instantly they're taken back to when they were younger, fresher, you know.
As young and fresh as you guys all are now. Right, I don't remember
and
being
that's
that.
Great. You know, there's nothing better than walking in and hearing a song and it taking you back to a place when, you know, things were simpler in comparison. And that's the great thing. And then to see perhaps a younger generation of people on stage doing it and doing it well, like we do,
yes,
is the cherry on top of an awesome treat, you know? And Capitol Rep has gotten some amazing talent, and we're just trying to come in and bring something fresh and new, and we're having a blast, and we all really, really love each other, which is great. And that's great to see too. So, and we're less expensive than Broadway.
That's true, significantly. Is it?
But Broadway caliber. We're all Broadway performers. So, just throwing that in there.
Speaking of Broadway and Broadway caliber, the show, of course, has a lot of dancing in it. Is it hard for you guys today to stand here and sing and not be dancing on our noisy radio stage?
Yeah, that's been the biggest challenge of this show. Is like, it's not only just the music, which is amazing, but it's you know, the Capitol Rep really has assembled this amazing group of triple threats, you know, singers, dancers, and actors, and we're all just giving our all out there every night, and everyone is doing an amazing job doing it. You know, the concept is really great, the sets are amazing, the costumes are great, the lighting, the sound, you know, it's just a really you know, I think that's a good differentiation from other productions, which is what you were asking. We're bringing this whole, I think it's a pretty fresh, pretty new interpretation of this that a lot of other theaters that might be doing the show also aren't particularly bringing to it, so.
Awesome. The next song is Fools Fall in Love. Jenny Jones alone at the microphone.
Oh,
just paint them two bars of stardust. Just hang out one silly moon. Oh, they've got their love torches burning when they should be playing it cool. I used to laugh, but now I understand. Shake the hand of a brand new build their castles on wishes with only rainbows for beams. Oh, they're making plans for the future when they should be right back in school. I used to laugh, but now I understand. Shake the hand of a brand new fool. Oh, shake the hand of a brand new fool. Oh, shake the hand of a brand new fool.
Janie Jones singing Fools Fall in Love from Smokey Joe's Cafe, the musical review playing at Capitol Rep July 15th through Sunday, August 10th. We've been joined today by musical director Bennett Brown, along with cast members Christopher Brassfield, Justin Scott Brown, Laura DeAndre, Lulu Fall, Giselle Jimenez, Janie Jones, who I just mentioned, Benjamin Mapp, Corey West, and Jason Vesey. It is time for our last song. I'm going to miss you guys so much when this is over. Good thing you'll be at the Rep. Let's hear the last song.
Say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and you're nowhere.
Say the girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway.
But looking at them just gives me the blues.
On Broadway.
How you gonna make some time when all you got is one thin dime?
And one thin dime won't even shine your shoes.
On Broadway. Say that I won't last too long on Broadway, on Broadway.
Pack a Greyhound and a bus for home, they all say.
On Broadway.
But they're dead wrong, I know they are. Cause I can play this here guitar.
And I won't quit till I'm a star on Broadway.
Capitol Rep presents Smokey Joe's Cafe, July 15th through August 10th. For showtime and ticket information, capitolrep.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.